Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Felicia. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
91205.
That was 91205?
Yes.
Thank you for the information. And may I please have your first and last name?
Janine is my first name, J-A-N-I-N. Last name, Tamraz, T-A-M-R-A-Z.
Thank you for the information as well. I have located an account. May I please have your shipping address for security measures?
702 Raleigh Street, number 103, Glendale, California, 91205.
Thank you for the information as well. I am showing where you placed an order for the new V face cream, which increases collagen and smoothens the skin, as well as the skin serum that reduces the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. And how may I assist you with those two products today?
You know, I saw the there's been charges on my card, and I wasn't interested in ordering more because the first time I used it, gave my skin, I don't know, some sort of a allergic reaction. So I actually called and told them, and I wasn't thinking that they're going to charge me again, but they have. So can I cancel these? It just happened today.
Okay, bear with me for one second. Let me take a look at the account.
Okay.
Okay, so I am showing where you called on January the 14th, and they extended your trial to February the 13th and to call to cancel if you are not any more interested in the product. That is the only call that I am showing in the system. And however, of course, today is past February the 13th, so when you initially placed that order, it was a trial period, so it was a 14-day trial where we shipped a 30-day supply of the product to see if it's something that worked for you. And in the event that the products didn't work or you did not wish to continue, it also stated that you had to call back within that 14 days to cancel to avoid being billed for the retail price of the initial products, as well as be entered into an auto bill or an auto reship. So because that account was not canceled at the time that was provided to you, then you were billed for the initial products as well as a second product was sent out to you. So that's why you have the charges on your account. And you stated that the product didn't work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for that. Do you know anyone else who may be willing to try the product for a 35% discount?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Totally understand. And I would hate to lose you as a value customer. Now, what I can do for you, if you wish to continue to try the products, I am able to cut any future shipments in half for you to a 50% discount.
No.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So I have spoken with the supervisor, and she did just mention to me that if you wish to continue with the product, then we are able to actually allow you time, a 30-day billing hold to speak with your physician about the product, as well as provide you with a 75% discount.
No, I just want refund.
Okay, well, you won't be able to be provided with the refund, seeing that it is outside of that trial period, as well as you did not call in to cancel within the time frame allotted for the product, so a new product was actually sent out for you as well. But I will go ahead and have the account canceled for you. which does prevent all future shipments as well as all future charges.
Well, there's nothing I can do about these two charges now?
No, ma'am, because it is stated where you did call in, where they provided you with an extension. You had to call in by the date that they provided to you to cancel to avoid being billed as well as be entered into their auto bill.
Well, I probably, because didn't see any charges afterwards, I didn't think it's necessary to call anymore since it was supposed to be until February 3rd. Today is March 19th.
It is stated in the notes that you were advised to call back by February the 13th. So you had until February the 13th to call back to counsel because they actually extended that trial out for you.
I used it once. It gave me skin rash, and I didn't use it again. So, I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand what you're saying. However, it was explained to you the terms and conditions as well as the first time that you called back in January. So I do apologize if you misunderstood that or if you just forgot to call back. But I won't be able to tackle with the charges, but I will be able to go ahead and cancel the account going forward.
So I'm going to pay for nothing? Is that what it is?
No, because another product has been sent out because you failed to comply with the terms and conditions and what was notated on the account.
Okay, I don't understand. This $160 that was charged for both of them, I'm going to have to pay and I'm not going to receive anything either?
Yes, you're going to receive the product, but going forward, then you won't receive anything else.
Okay, but so what was the discount on if I'm supposed to pay full price on these?
Okay, ma'am, you did not accept it. I just provided you with offers for a discount. You declined all of those offers. However, I'm not showing in the system where you were provided with a discount previous to that. That the discounts that I just offered were for any future shipments that haven't been charged as of yet because it is a recurring billing every month.
Okay, so for this one, we can't do anything to it, even though I'm not going to use it.
No, ma'am, because I can't retroact anything. It has already been billed to the account.
But one of them is still pending.
Okay, ma'am, what you're failing to realize is that it has already went through on our end, and I can't touch those charges because I won't be able to tamper with those charges because those products have already been sent out.
Okay.
Okay, I do apologize for that, but I did go ahead and have the account canceled, and is there anything else I'm able to assist you with?
Is it for both?
That is correct.
Okay, so I don't need to call the other number that the bank provided.
No, ma'am.
Okay. No, that's it. Thank you.
No problem, and thank you for contacting customer support. Have a good night.
You too.